This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Case of the Mondays. A whole case, not just a 12-pack. I got a whole case of the Mondays. It's true. Yeah. Found it on the side of the road. Must have fell off the back of the truck. Normally, this is the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves. However, due to the terrorist attack on the
What can I tell you? They came in here, they busted things up, stuff's broken, they pulled plugs out. Why would you pull plugs out on the back of radio equipment?
Well, I've missed you guys, so I'm happy that you guys can call in again tonight, so let's get some calls tonight.
That's right. So the number is, you should write this down, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160, and yes, the auto attendant is working properly, and we'll be able to take your call, so, call in, I'll screen it during the break, and we'll go from there. Let's get right into the show prep, Bonnie, and it seems like we have lots of COVID-related stuff, so I'm just going to start there. From Zero Hedge, they collected several articles from Mish Talk and the Wall Street Journal and a few others, just sort of talking about the new baby bust. So you're familiar with baby boomers, right?
Yes.
What's that mean?
Somebody born in like the 40s and they were born right after war when everybody wanted to have sex.
Right. So, the soldiers return home and there's a big jump in the amount of babies that are born. And now you'd think when everybody's locked up at home for a year, or supposedly, that there'd be some more babies, but
it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Well, my boyfriend is fixed, so.
Well, I wasn't looking at you to, increase the population. Here, from Zero Hedge, 9 months after the pandemic began, birth rates are falling in numerous countries. And they show France with something close to 15% down. They're showing Hungary with almost 10% down.
Down for, it's like 1 year, it's like every year it's 15% down from 2019.
Yeah, that was from 2020 to 2021, just the year.
Oh, okay.
That's precipitous to see a drop in birth rates of almost 15% in a year.
And it's usually about the same every year?
Mostly it's flat throughout the year. Japan, which is already hurting anyway, has seen a drop of almost 10%. So
I've heard that their population is old.
Yeah, and getting older. So it's because they're not having babies. And that's because people in cities and suburbs and that live good lives and are wealthy and these sorts of things tend not to have babies, not have many babies.
Sounds like a bad idea to me.
Well, why is that? You're the problem here, so let's hear about it.
Well, it just doesn't sound fun to have kids, and it sounds like it would be a big responsibility.
Is it the act of having a child, or is it the 18 years that follows it?
I'm already, like, really scared of surgery, and that just sounds like a surgery where you're awake and it takes possibly, like, 48 hours, so that sounds horrible.
Yeah, I don't, it certainly didn't for my wife take 48 hours, but my wife was only willing to put in for one child. Now, I probably could have talked her into two, but I really wasn't up for having kids generally. I will admit she was right. My son is the greatest thing that happened to me, but I wasn't interested in having a kid before he came along.
I heard that you had a contract with your wife where you never had to change diapers.
That's correct, and I didn't have to get up in the middle of the night. It's not about changing diapers, it was about getting up in the middle of the night. So basically it was a situation where you want a kid, it's yours, you got to take care of it, kind of thing, right? I mean, the same as a parent would have with a pet. and we had a contract that we wrote and agreed to the stipulations. Because anything you're going to agree upon with whomever you're going to agree, you should write it down. I mean, it's not like it's everybody's got to stick to it or anything like that. And she did wake me up two times to take care of things. One time he had a fever, and I can't remember what the other time was. Things were just going wrong. So fine, I got up and I took care of it. But two times isn't over the course of a childhood isn't much.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was once a week or twice a week or something like that, then it'd be like, hey, we had an agreement, and that agreement was this, and this is not the spirit of this agreement. Believe me.
Is she a night person, and it didn't bother her?
No, the agreement was that she didn't have to work, wasn't going to work. I didn't want, if we were going to have a kid, I didn't want her working outside of the home.
Yeah.
So, her job was to raise Jack, and she did a fine job of that, and, good for you, kind of thing. But I mean, I didn't want to do the child care. I have trouble going to sleep. I have trouble getting back to sleep, especially then. Now it's far less so. But at the time, it was an issue.
That's another thing. It just sounds like a horrible sleep situation. Whenever I want to go to sleep, I fall asleep that second, and then I don't wake up until it's time to wake up, and I love sleep, and I don't want to go through that.
Yep, your sleep patterns change when you have a child, and that's that. And I don't think you should have a kid if you don't want to have a kid. Like, why would you? What would be the point of that?
Sounds like it'd be a bad idea for them and for me.
Yeah, I don't, and I think that's true for everybody. I'm not one of these people that's like, you gotta have a kid! Now, I will say to people who are like, I hate the idea of having a kid, I'll tell them the story that I didn't want to have a kid and was pretty adamant about it, and my wife did, and, I decided that we could come to a compromise, and we did, and I really love having my son. But I went and got a vasectomy after he was born because I was done. One and done is the way I figure on it. But we don't even have replacements going in at this point. Like, she and I, two people on the planet, we don't have replacement numbers. Now, there's plenty of people around the globe that are having children for us, but in what we're going to call Western countries, it's really not happening. So plunging birth rates from the Wall Street Journal here, all evidence points to a sharp decline in fertility rates and in the number of births across highly developed countries, said Tomas Sobotka, a researcher at the Wittgenstein Center for Demography and Global Human Capital in Vienna. The longer this period of uncertainty lasts, the more it will have lifelong effects on the fertility rates. And the uncertainty he's talking about is the COVID times. Now, I don't understand why people are choosing not to have children during this COVID thing. I would think that more people would be. You're stuck at home with you and the wife. Why not? That's the way it used to be. Anyway.
I actually have a theory. It's because another reason that I don't want to have kids is, like, the idea of having kids in this world is terrifying. Like, not even just like, oh, they have to live in this world. Like, that's one thing to deal with. But the other thing is, like, having to, I would have to be probably forced one day to give them vaccines and stuff like that. And I'm just not really into that. And it sounds scary. And I don't want to have a kid and it die. That would be awful.
Well, I'm not sure when you're talking about kids dying. I mean, it's pretty rare for children to die. I mean, if you're going, like, that's the sort of thing is I shouldn't go outside because I might get hit by a car.
Talking about, like, it's extra bad right now because of the COVID stuff. Like, people are having those kind of thoughts way more.
I see what you're saying. So everybody who's born so far has died. Or they're still alive, right? I mean, so let's understand that death is part of life and go from there. As far as not wanting to have kids because you might have to give them vaccines, most people are getting vaccines and they're surviving. So, now I can see why some parents choose to do some vaccines and not other vaccines. And I'm not one to say, you're murdering everybody by not getting vaccines. But, if you don't want to have a kid, don't have a kid.
Yeah.
If you don't want to have a kid because they might have to get a vaccine or die, I think that that's a kooky reason.
I also I have always been afraid of being pregnant because it seems like being sick for, like, I don't know, 9 months.
Yeah, it's probably not that long, but certainly it's not the most comfortable thing. Some women do it over and over and over again, though, so they must like it.
Yeah, I just can't stand being sick or inconvenienced.
Yep.
Oh, I'm not here to talk you into having a child. The number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Call into Free Talk Live and tell us what you think about young people having kids these days. Here in America, Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Well, a couple of people have here. 603-283-6160. 760 at 603-283-6160. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. As you know, the Free Talk Live, or may know, the Free Talk Live studios were raided last week, and that had to do with cryptocurrency. But it's becoming so popular, and so many people are, interested in it. I don't think they can put the cat back in the bag on this one.
Yeah, it's really mainstream now.
Yeah. Go to Bitcoin.com. It's your best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can, if you don't know that much about it, you can go right there and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all kinds of information neatly organized for your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. It's bitcoin.com.
So it's been a while since I've been around here, and I wanted to ask a question real quick.
Yes. You
brought it. I noticed, and I'm wondering if the raid is responsible for the change in the phone number.
No. What happened was that Free Talk Live switched syndicates.
Oh, okay.
And our hope is that, of course, we didn't figure an FBI raid into any of our hopes. But considering that Ian and company, to the best of our knowledge, hasn't broken any laws, I don't know what their plan is. We don't know whether this will get any further than just a raid. Maybe they'll arrest and then drop all the charges.
Right.
We don't know what could happen here, but
can we get a restraining order against the federal government, specifically like a branch like the FBI?
Yes, I think we
can. That happen?
Yeah,
that really should needs to happen.
Ask some of our sovereign
for harassment.
Some of our sovereign citizen folks. I'll get that done for you. So, no, you can't put a restraining order to the FBI or the IRS. I'm sorry.
It's really awful. It's scary.
Yeah. What happened was that our longtime syndicate, Genesis Communications Network, with whom we have no problems, we just decided that there was this new up-and-coming syndicate, Talk Media Network, that could do better work for us and get us on more stations. And frankly, they're doing okay. Over there, I'm not unimpressed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working against an FBI raid at this point, too. It's got to be kind of tough.
Yeah, I've been wondering if they've been like, ugh, why did we do this?
Yeah, and we were staticky for 3 days. Captain, how many days was it that we were staticky?
Three.
3 days that we were basically almost unlistenable.
Is that because of audio coming out of here or audio?
Yeah, basically they broke. The FBI came in and broke our equipment.
Right.
And
I'm actually remarkably surprised at how much equipment seems to remain.
Yes, they took some stuff, they broke some stuff, they took us off the air for a whole evening. They really didn't, the last time they did this, 5 years ago, they were much better about it than this time. And, I did call an attorney to see if I can do a First Amendment suit. They just knocked a top 25 talk show off the air, violating somebody who's completely uncharged in this, civil liberties in so much as speech and press.
Right.
So I want to know. And I had some stuff here that they took. This is my studio. This is my workplace.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with me leaving things here.
Right.
And they took them, and I want them back. And you can't just take things from people who are uncharged. Sorry, it doesn't work that way, guys.
I thought the same thing when I first walked back into the house. I was like, wow, they didn't take most of Ian's, computer box things. And apparently what they did was mostly just unplug stuff. I think that they didn't have it on the warrant, so they're like, well, we're going to mess it up anyway.
Right, they just randomly unplugged everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones here, see what Vernon has to say. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Vernon, can you hear me now? How about this, Vernon? Well, apparently I don't know how to work this thing. So we'll put Vernon back on hold, and I'll try to get this fixed during the break. And, basically they took stuff from people who were uncharged, that lived at the house, roommates. Hey, it could be Ian's. It's not. I'm telling you it's not. And, well, do you have receipts for it? I don't have to provide receipts for things that I bought that you're trying to take out of my house.
Just buffer in case some robber comes in and tries to make sure it's not my landlord's.
Yeah, but do I have to run around with one of those little name, those little tag machines where I put my name on everything?
You better sell your name into all your clothes.
That's right. It's ridiculous. The FBI may come and take your stuff.
Now, what happened? So, nothing happened out of the first raid, right? There was raid number one, right, where they never followed through and nothing ever happened with that raid.
The best of my knowledge, they took all that stuff and, TJ, who was TJ the spy on the air here, he filed to get his equipment back that he had taken.
Right.
And he said that the evidence tags were untampered with from the day that they were taken. So they put the stuff in evidence bags and never touched it.
Right.
Now, I cannot understand. Ladies and gentlemen, you tell me, why would the FBI take a bunch of equipment claiming that somebody had accessed child pornography from this
network? Well, because 2 weeks prior, you had accused the FBI of selling child pornography.
No, I didn't sell it, necessarily. They distributed it.
Distributing it,
yeah.
Yes.
And not only did I accuse them of it, they did it.
Right.
And no one will even say anything about it. National news media will not call them child pornographers.
Right.
But I will.
Right.
If child pornography harms people, and I'm willing to go so far as to say it does, fine. Let's just give that as a given. If it does, then the FBI harmed people.
Yeah.
They arrested almost nobody on this sting. They were the largest distributor of child pornography on the planet for 3 weeks in March of 2015. And they've done it since then.
Right. And Penguin said that they did stuff like upgraded the servers and made it faster and added more child porn. But
right. Yeah. There you go.
Why would that be necessary?
Because they wanted to distribute child pornography, apparently.
But it was already...
Most of the people were outside of the United States, outside of their jurisdiction. They were just distributing child pornography.
Right.
Now, I don't know why. Maybe it was to catch a few people who downloaded child porn or whatever. And I get it. That's bad. But distributing it, it's worse, isn't it? Who do you think is worse, somebody who downloads it or somebody who distributes it? Especially somebody who distributes it knowing that they're distributing it to people that they'll never put their hands on.
And you would think that there would be a way that they could figure out how to, like, draw people in and then not actually send the, you know, the images.
Yeah, well,
or video or whatever. That's not the real, like bait and switch, you know, like,
It was already the number one child porn website, right? So all they had to do was just take all the child porn off and still be getting on people trying to look it up who were still like, where did it go?
Right.
But you wouldn't have to add more child porn and make it faster.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, what came of that? Nothing. They never even looked at the equipment. So they took it and they never looked at it.
So I guess the point that I'm making there is that, you know, it seems like usually when people's rights are violated by the police, right, or there's wrongful prosecution and it's provable, right, that the police wrongfully arrested someone, that the lawsuits from those things typically result in huge payouts.
Well, we'll see. At this point, I imagine Ian's pretty mad. I know I am.
Yeah.
And, we'll see from there. 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is asking Vice President Harris to lead efforts to curb the surge of illegal immigrants to the United States.
I've asked her the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle.
Harris again calling the border surge a complex problem.
There's no question that this is a challenging situation. There are many factors that lead President to leave these countries.
Virginia is the first southern state to abolish the death penalty. Democrat Governor Ralph Northam signing the measure this afternoon. The state has executed around 1,400 people over its 408-year history, but the practice started being phased out in the 1970s. The Dow losing 3 points to fall to 32,420. USA Radio News. Most Americans 65 or older have received at least one coronavirus vaccination shot.
There are now a total of 84 million people who have received at least one vaccination dose, and 45 million people who've been fully vaccinated.
That's how White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt opened a briefing on the coronavirus on Wednesday. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she's guardedly optimistic when she was pressed about whether the United States has turned the corner on the pandemic. The family of one of the Boulder mass shooting victims says they're getting overwhelming support.
Last night there was quite a crowd outside of our house that did a little candlelight vigil. It's just overwhelming, and it just goes to show how many lives that Ricky touched.
Ricky Oles worked as a front-end manager at the King Super grocery store. That was her Uncle Bob. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Don't miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And Bonnie.
The number 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. Still getting used to the new number. Sorry about that. We were talking in the last segment about the raid here that was very recent on Free Talk Live Studios. Johnson, it's your first time being on the air since this all occurred, and you said you had a question more about that? Or
sure, yeah. So what I was bringing up is the fact that it seems like when there's no charges brought and it doesn't pan out that there's like some sort of arrest, right, that the police or a law enforcement agency arrests someone and nothing comes of it because they messed up, right? They made a mistake. That usually what happens is that the person who has been deeply wronged and inconvenienced by that wrongful arrest sues them. And usually that when that happens, it seems like it tends to result in a very large payout. I think in the example that comes to mind is the former Free State Project, Carla Gericke, who what, sued the Manchester Police Department and got a payout of like $50,000 at least.
It was where?
What did they do to her?
Where? They violated. She was trying to film, and they told her she couldn't. You have a camera, something like that.
Yeah, they bothered her civil rights on the side of the road, and never did an arrest. Well, the FBI is very, very good about getting convictions, even if they, and because most people plea out. They come at you with all these charges, but they're coming at Ian with 10 years to life.
Right, but Ian didn't do anything with the last time that they bungled around and did nothing, you know, and wrongfully harassed him because Ian's a peaceful person and
he doesn't want trouble
and, you know, didn't want to deal with it and didn't want to bother with, you know, and I don't think he believes in lawsuits, but I mean, sometimes you gotta strike back against a bully because otherwise they think that they can just keep coming at you with no repercussions.
Ian doesn't sit around thinking about being wronged. He's just, he just gets over stuff.
Right, and there's no doubt about it, but I mean, that's what you hire a lawyer for.
Yeah.
You know, you hire the lawyer and pay them to think about you having been wronged. Right. And
it's self-defense at that point. You know, it's you have to do something so that you can't, you know, that it's not just, we can just keep doing stuff to this guy.
This is the beauty of the non-aggression principle. So the non-aggression principle is a short moral axiom that libertarians and the Shire Free Church use to determine what is at the baseline moral versus immoral.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that everything that's moral is right, but it's a baseline for morality.
Right. It's sort of like the Ten Commandments. Nobody follows all of them all the time, but a lot of people try to live their lives that way.
Right. And this way, it's you know, you don't initiate aggression is the terminology. Aggression is initiation. You don't initiate force against anyone for anything but political or social goals or whatever the terminology is. But basically, you don't initiate force. You don't do anything. You don't hurt. You don't lie to. You don't steal from. You don't do bad things to people who haven't done them to you already. But if they have done them to you already, tit for tat is, right, frankly, the best system for keeping humans in line.
Retribution.
Because, if humans find out that they can abuse somebody, they will come back and do it. I'm sorry, we're that kind of species.
Yeah.
Maybe you who are listening to me on the radio, maybe you are an exception and you never would impose upon anyone who wouldn't have retributive force. But
maybe
somebody
not,
would.
Maybe not retribution or retributive should be the best words here, but restitutional.
Yes.
Restitutive force, like restoring someone back to where they were by means of making them whole again in some way, shape, or form. It's, you know, obviously if somebody has committed a crime where it's like, say, someone's been killed and that person can't be brought back, but there are certainly other things that can be done to at least make someone's life better and somehow make attempts at making that person whole if something has happened.
Yeah, your loved one being dead and no money is worse than your loved one being dead and you getting some money.
Right. Yeah. It's, I mean, and I think that lots of people in the world, most people in the world want to see somebody who, wants to change. I mean, yeah, maybe they've stolen or broken something that they can never replace.
Right.
That the price is just
something
too high.
Like family heirloom got destroyed. Right. Or, you know,
One of the things that I've always thought of is that ship captain who hit the Skyway Bridge in Tampa, Florida in the late 70s or early 80s. I don't remember exactly when it was, but my guess is it would be something like 1979. And he, you know, how could he ever make good on the fact that he killed like 17 people and knocked down a freaking bridge? You know, never. He could never do that. But, some attempts to make good, people will often be very kind to somebody who's genuinely sorry.
Right.
So, I mean, that's basically that. I want to, I guess I'm not taking calls, are you? Can I try to take these calls? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try to take Vernon here real quick. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Okay.
Hey, we got you.
Okay.
Success. Maybe.
Hello?
You're our first caller.
maybe not success.
Yes.
I don't think he can hear us.
He can't hear us.
Hello?
What am I doing wrong, are
you?
Should I push this button again? How about now, Vernon? Can you hear me now? Now? No?
Oh, he might have hung up.
He hung up.
He couldn't hear anything.
You want to try the next caller and see if they can hear us, if you make it solid red?
Might as well. Go ahead.
Solid red. Solid
Mark,
red.
Mark from Massachusetts, can you hear me?
Make it solid red.
Mark?
Not blinking.
Hello? Mark,
hello, can you hear
can
us?
Hear me? Can you hear me, Mark?
Nope.
Mark? Hear me? Well, we're having trouble with audio problems. Sorry, folks. Doing our very best here. I want to go on with this article that we've got about the baby bust. So during COVID, apparently, I don't know whether people were having sex, but they weren't having babies.
Well, that's the usual method, I think.
Yeah, that's generally how they do it. Brookings Institute estimated in December that as a result of the pandemic, 300,000 fewer babies would be born in the U.S. in 2021 compared with the last year.
It is weird because I have three pregnant friends and I, like, never have pregnant friends.
Well, you're getting older, Bonnie. You're going to have more pregnant friends.
I guess that's true.
Birth rates declined in Italy by more than 21%, France by more than 13%, and Japan by almost 10%. No rebound followed the global financial crisis. The U.S. birth rate, after rising to its highest level in decades in 2007, my son, by the way, was born in 2008, plunged after the 2008 crisis and has declined gradually ever since. So
that certainly points to economic reasons.
Yeah, what it's well, I think that it's a lot of it. Are you a millennial, Johnson?
I'm a Zennial, I guess.
Zennial, so right on the edge of a Gen X and a millennial.
Yeah.
So just like Ian.
Yeah.
So I don't think that anyone can represent a group, but I know that, Bonnie, you're on the tail end of millennial, right?
I'm supposedly the last year of millennial, but apparently the Census Bureau says I'm a Generation Z. I think that if I'm not a Generation Z, then, like, 1995 to 2000 is just its own mini generation because I'm just nothing like a millennial, nothing like somebody born in, like, the late 80s. I'm absolutely nothing
right.
like that. But at the same time, somebody who was born after 9/11 is pretty different than me, too.
I tend to think that I tend to think that the generations are just too big.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it's probably better just to sort of say 70s kid, 80s kid, 90s kid, you know, that kind of thing. But
I agree.
But that doesn't really work either in so much as I would call myself an 80s kid, but I was born in 1971 because the 80s was my generation. I didn't dance disco, you know. I didn't know anything about that. I mean, I saw Star Wars when it came out in the theaters. I suppose I could call myself a 70s kid in that sense. But really, my mind was clearing in the 80s, not in the 70s. So it's not even clear what one means when one says that either. But I can tell you that the last time we had a drop in birth rate, it didn't rebound. And this time we've had another drop. What do you think about it? 603-283-61.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the baby bust going on during COVID. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And Bonnie.
The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. And we've got some calls on the line here, and we were having a little trouble. Aria, is it good to go to give these calls a shot? Okay, we're gonna give it a shot here. Going to Mike in Massachusetts. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike, can you hear me now?
Doesn't sound like he's even by his phone.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, it's Mark.
Oh, you can hear us?
Oh, it's Mark. I'm sorry, Mark.
It's Mark.
I did what everybody does to me. I called you Mike.
Hi. It's okay.
What's on your mind?
Don't worry about it.
He might be listening to his radio and not the phone.
Well, I just wanted to ask a really quick question. My best friend.
Mike, Mark, we're having some trouble hearing what you're saying.
Actually, ex-best friend, unfortunately.
Your ex-best friend.
I talked to him and... from New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
From New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And he got really mad at me because I said that New Hampshire and Vermont were very much alike.
Yeah. Well, at like any places that are very much alike.
Natural beauty.
Yeah, they look very alike, if that's what you mean, just like by the...
Right. Trees are the same.
rocks everywhere.
Try to put a shovel in the ground. You're gonna hit a rock.
Politically.
He took it what? Politically? Yeah, I think that there's some differences and some similarities in New Hampshire and Vermont. I think a lot of people don't even know the difference, frankly. Most people in the United States can't really tell the difference between Vermont and New Hampshire. But Vermont back in the late 70s, many of the hippies were like, what are we going to do, man? Like the ones that sort of stuck around, hey, we're trying to change the world, and well, you're not changing anything. Hey, I got an idea. Let's go grow vegetables in a house we built by ourselves.
That sounds amazing.
Right. It sounds great until you do it. And I did it. And you know what? It sucks.
Aww.
It's, you know what? It's a lot like, it's like freaking cavemen. You know? It sounds nice and everything, and you should do it when you're young, because if you do it when you're old, you're going to want to shoot yourself before you're done. By the way, this is what I tell everybody who wants to build their own house. First, go to the bank. Withdraw. In whatever bills, it doesn't matter what bills, withdraw $10,000 in whatever bills. And then get your loved one to go out into the driveway with you and take that $10,000, cover it in lighter fluid and set it on fire right in front of them while you look them in the eye. Because then you will know how they will react later as this catastrophic occurrence goes on in your life of building a house.
I never really wanted to build a house. Just the escaping into nowhere and growing vegetables, that's what sounded fun to me.
Yeah, well, we grew vegetables at my house. As a matter of fact, we managed to get, we had pigs too, and we managed to get meals that we grew right there on the farm. And it does feel good.
That's awesome.
But I'll tell you this about growing vegetables. You will spend far more on those vegetables than you will ever spend in the grocery store. Raise chickens if you want to spend $5 a pound on chicken. You know? Yeah, I got to say that that whole thing is not a good idea. But anyway, what that movement was in the late 70s was called Back to the Earth or Back to the Land. And the hippies moved up in large part from New York City to Vermont. And they moved right up I-91 and populated in Brattleboro all the way up to Burlington. And what was up to that point, a Republican conservative state became quite mixed and quite polarized.
I find it ironic that I read an article recently that Vermont has the highest cost of living in the entire country.
I wouldn't doubt it for a second.
That you have to make more to survive in Vermont than anywhere else in the United States.
I mean, that's amazing. In Alaska, imagine what the heating costs are in Alaska, but no, Vermont.
Right.
Yeah. And New Hampshire's just behind
them.
I mean, sure.
I just think, you know, what about Silicon Valley? You know, I mean, I guess they're taking into account the entire state as opposed to just one area, but still, you would think that would even bring up the average of the entire state of the California because of how outrageous it is out there.
California's full of hobos, too, though. You know, and they're dragging everything down as far as costs go, so no. I don't know. Whatever. It's that was the difference between Vermont and New Hampshire. Let's go to the phones here, see if we can take David, calling in from Michigan. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David, can you hear me now?
I think I hear him, but he's quiet.
Hey, smokers. Well, first off, it's good to see... Hello?
Hello, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I think they're listening to the radio.
I think they're getting a delayed feed.
Hey, it's good to see Aria on the cam on DLive, but...
but what?
The feed is delayed, so if you can hear me, I just want to
get out,
information
yeah.
about how to contact Ian, write him a letter.
Yeah.
He's looking for information. He wants to write Ian a letter.
He wants to write Ian a letter.
Yes. I have it, but and we should probably keep talking.
Yeah, so what I would recommend is it's called the Valley Street Jail in Manchester, New Hampshire. Don't worry, it's all over the internet. As a matter of fact, we should probably put that up at thecrypto6.com.
The crypto6.com,
where you can go, get that information. But it's the Valley Street Jail in Manchester, New Hampshire. And what do you have to put on there? Just Ian Freeman, or do you have to have his name or anything like that?
Well, no. This is a different one. It's telling me. Yeah, this is. I've heard it's a different one. It's.
Okay.
Do you want me to give the address that I have for nobody, Annie? And this is the same address, and you don't need their inmate number. All you need is their name, and then you need to put 314 Daniel Webster Highway, Boston. Boscawen, New Hampshire, 03303, and Boscawen is B as in boy, Oscar, Sierra, Cat, Alpha, W.
They're not going to be able to spell it anyway, just give them some idea. So it's in Boscawen? It's the jail in Boscawen. So look it up on the interwebs is what I would tell you. And you don't need the inmate number for it. And, you know, I mean...
That's nobody, too. You can write to nobody.
Yeah.
Radio
doesn't work that way. You can't rattle off numbers and expect things to go well. So it's best I can tell you. Let's go to this phone call unscreened. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hear them quietly again.
Yeah, there's some kind of delay. We'll have to work on that during the top of the hour. Free Talk Live. Well, don't know what's going on with them. I got the baby bust article, though, that we're still working on. So it would appear as though far fewer people are having babies this year, and that the pandemic and economic concerns are basically the reason. I don't know if it's they don't want to bring people into a world where viruses exist.
In a world where
deadly viruses kill people like they have every year previously.
This
has been like a movie, though.
It is weird.
It's some sort of horrible horror.
I know plenty of people who are afraid for their kids because of the COVID, but I also know a lot of people that are just like, this is too crazy of a world. Like, this is just so much going on. Like, one of my friends has a baby already, and she's just like, I guess I'm just going to have to give her the vaccine, even though I don't know for sure that I want to, because she knows she can't just not have her kid going to school. It's got to work. She's a single mom.
Yeah. Well, I would say that there's probably some schools that you can send them to that don't require the vaccine. Whatever. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the vaccine is the only way that I'm going to be able to do travel. And so that's what I'm interested in. I haven't been too worried about it. As a matter of fact, I'm of the opinion that I'm likely what they call T-cell immune. I've traveled two-thirds of the way around the globe and back in 2020, and I got nothing. And I've been tested, I can't, umpteen PCR tests where they stick that swab up your nose. And then I've had two antigen tests, and they've all come up negative. So I've not only didn't have it when they tested me, but I've never had it according to their tests.
Right.
So I tend to think everything's fine for me, but obviously it's not true for everybody.
So you never
had... Long-time caller, the Christian Anarchist on this show, died of it. So you can pretend like it doesn't happen. It happens.
Well, he was, like, in his 70s.
And he was 69. And, he was in quite good health for a 69-year-old. There's lots of factors, and I suspect we're not getting told everything. The number one vector for spreading this has been behind the family home has been bars.
Right.
Maybe it's alcohol, because alcohol does diminish your
immune system.
So maybe it's drinking.
I want to talk about Dunbar's number. I think most people don't understand the mathematics behind this at all.
Okay. I would love to talk to you about Dunbar's number. I know I've heard the terminology, but it's not coming to mind right now. The number, 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live, 603-2.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.